Any question? Yes, never have a question. You are not supposed to have a question. Because question doesn't mean that you don't know something you want to know. You are questioning. You're doubting. Good? It's good. You do it most often. Okay. But in here, you cannot. Why?
What we don't know.
Because I'm talking about something I don't know. Yeah. We are talking here about the stuff that we don't know. Right from the beginning we talked about it. So many years here, we repeated it in so many different ways that people pay attention. What we are talking about is beyond the logic. The logic is not here. The logic is sciences, the universities, and it's all around, and you could find it. That's knowledge. Therefore, when you question the knowledge, there is an answer, and they have to answer to you. But you're questioning me? Yes, scientifically, do you have any question? Mathematics. I have a degree over there. I'm a mathematician. I'm a scientist. Any questions? But here, we're not talking about that. We're talking about one simple stuff from the beginning to the end. And that's the only subject we're talking here about. Because that's the only important stuff that will divide us, animals and human beings. What is it? What could be that subject?
Truth.
What?
Truth.
Truth?
Truth. I'm just going to say something.
No. A very simple one. There are a lot of people that they will tell you that they don't understand the truth because of this and that and that. The stuff I'm talking about, everybody thinks that they know it and they don't. That's the trick. We're talking about love. Have you ever heard someone say, I don't know what love is? Why? Because everybody is silly. They mix up when we say love. They think that this is to like, and like more, and more, and that's love. This liking more and more and more is endless. And has nothing to do with love. Because all liking is me wanting something. Love is me not being me. I am the lover. Means what? Means I don't have an aim, a goal, politics, social activities, none of this. My beloved, getting closer to my beloved. And that's it. We talked about that love. Later show had 9 words. Combine these 9 words together, you will get a little bit of the meaning of our lover. Right. expectancy. Retribution. True. Truth. Just. Justice. Real God. They are all in Arabic language, one word, Haqq. Period. You remember that explanation. This is what we're talking about. Seems easy, but it's difficult because even the lovers, they don't know why they are in love, how did it happen to them, and what's going on. The only thing logically you could know about love is what? Lover is mad, is crazy, yes. Because the logic in here is me, 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 me. Lover? No, we. Out of me, not me. This needs a long, long, long story of Mr. Ayaz. A lover which you could study a little bit because he's a very strange fellow, remember? First of all, he's a slave, okay? A poor slave who is chosen by the king to become the closest person to the king and, yes. Then what? This Ayaz is doing whatever he could to give the best service to the king, right? But this was the easy part of the story. Everybody around the king, how do they look to Ayaz? Ha ha ha, go to the base. We started with that, remember? Jealousy. Yes, they are jealous and they hate him and they try to put him down and blah, 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 fight him. Why? Because he's a lover. Just because he's good. When somebody is good, you become jealous. You don't appreciate that goodness. But these are not the problems. We are not here to talk about you. Right? We are here to talk about Ayaz, the lover. Who is a lover? This is the trick that we are talking about, right? The first thing we started to talk, he said, this Ayaz, the most important thing for him is a storage with a big lock and all of that, which would provoke all these jealousy and stuff like that. Over there he kept what? The old dresses he had, and old shoes and hanging over there. And repeatedly we go over there to just look at them, to remember that I was nobody. Because now he could do whatever he likes. Ha ha ha. This is the problem in human being. Because we have the heart and the brain. And these two fight each other because they're the opposite. The lover is illogical. What do you like? Whatever my beloved likes. So, this is silly, right? Now we talked about this a little bit. Now we are somewhere a little bit more precise about being forced to do something or choosing to do something. Freedom of choice. What is freedom of choice? Could you tell me what is freedom of choice? Freedom of choice is a serious, stupid idea. Honest. Where is it? You have to make a choice, right? There is a situation, a condition, a blah, blah, blah. You have to study all of this, then this is the best one, do it. You have to do it. Where is your choice? Ah, with that choosing, you learned it. You were no one. You were born, everybody was doing Sieg Heil. Okay, you became fascist. Then what is it? This is that complicated stuff that we bring in. Do you remember the basis for this? Oh, let me go back a little bit. Animal, living creature, knows good or bad. Right? This is the knowledge of animals to survive. They know this is good for me, this is bad for me. Do they care this is good for you or not? No. So they believe in good and bad. How are the human beings? In the beginning we are animals, so we believe in good and bad. Now, me sitting here, I don't believe in good and bad, because there is no good and bad. You tell me bad stuff and I will explain another situation and position that bad stuff is good, because bad and good are two sides of one coin, and that's survival. Here we're not talking about survival, we are beyond that. We don't believe in good or bad. What do we believe in? Khair. It's an Arabic word. We use it a lot. Khair doesn't mean good or bad. How could you express khair in English? Very complicated. Because you could interpret it in a way the best for we all together means the best for the existence. Somehow it will go to that limit, which is just trying to eliminate this personal stuff. Why? Why am I trying to get rid of this personal stuff? You tell me. Why am I trying to put it aside? Because that's my animal and it's alive. I'm trying to put it aside, not eliminate it. I cannot eliminate the animal. Can I kill the animal? The animal is dead, I'm dead. There is me and the animal. Do you remember that? Edge. Where is the edge?